Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Sell the twin in Atlanta on Saturday night. I tell my son when he sees all the broccoli I put on his plate and he knows that he's going to have to eat it at some point, I always tell him, get it out of the way. Just do it first, and then it is done. All year you've had these kind of rough stretches in the second quarter, but now, very cleverly on your part, it seems that the first quarter now is the one that you have made the difficult one to get it out of the way, which I assume the same way I want him to eat the broccoli.
Yeah. So this is just, as I've said before, when we had our third quarter struggles, these things always change throughout the course of the year, but it's, I guess it's always good talking point. Well, what can you do to improve the first? Well, we can improve the first and stink in the second. So that's, we've had a bad quarter in a lot of games this year, and it's just kind of rotated. But I think, you know, it was encouraging how we came back on Saturday night.
And I know I'm goofing about the first quarter, but there is, you know, when does something become a trend where these have been sort of slow starts? You look back, you go back to Orlando, you go back to the trip. I'm looking at, you know, I wrote 29-16, 22-16, 18-7, 20-16. At some point,
no, I'm really concerned about it.
No, and that's the thing. Sometimes there isn't, sometimes it isn't. It's just sort of a fluke of the way things
go. No, I think that it's obviously on our starters to play great at the start of the game and to get you off to a good start. Then when the bench comes in, but how do you gauge what the start is? I think we always talk about the first 5 minutes matter of each half. They set a tone for how that half is played and for how the game is played. But then oftentimes the game can change in that first substitutions, that first group of substitutions. So I think both of those stints really matter. And we haven't been as good in either case throughout this, you know, most of the past 10, 12 games than we were in that 8-game win streak earlier this year.
Where you have been certainly is in terms of resilience. One thing that has repeatedly come up is being missing, and it's been there now almost constantly. Obviously, you've been tested as you were last year. You went behind so much, but now it is coming over and over again. Is that something you can sense even on the bench, maybe in the room, but even on the bench as the game is going on, when it's there and when it's not?
Yeah, I just think that there's any time that you have a real connectivity where your team is locked in, you can hear it on the bench that the lead doesn't really dissuade them. There's no plays on an island on either end. You're not leaving guys out on an island defensively. You're not just pounding the ball and taking the next kind of my turn shot offensively. I think that you think you have a good chance of coming back. As long as those things aren't happening. Once you start really playing in an individual basis, that's when things start to come apart and it becomes tougher to come back as a team.
And connectivity, something we saw with Miami in the game 11 days ago, and they had a very similar game Saturday in Chicago that you kind of had in Atlanta on Saturday, where they had to sort of find that resiliency on the road and come back.
There's no doubt. And this is a good team. They're tough. They're well coached. They're just go down the list. They're, you know, they just know what they're doing. They know what their roles are. They're very, very athletic. You know, one of the things when we were playing them the first time that I thought we tried to do too much of was isolate them as a team. And they are super athletic across the board. Very, very good individual defenders. Some of the best individual defenders at their position in the league. You got to do a great job moving them. You got to do a great job of making the right decision once you get in the paint, because they're third in the league in block shots. And then on the other end of the court, you've got to hold your ground and try to make them take one contested shot. Easier said than done.
My son is getting close to the age that your son was when you moved to Boston. So watching the game with him last night, I always think about your son moving here as a grade schooler with the name Brady.
Yeah.
What that must have been like. And now having, you know, you've been here, this is the sixth year, and it's impossible. I always think it's impossible to appreciate things in real time. But if I think we all try to have any understanding of sports and dynasties and how hard it is to win, what that team and what that quarterback has accomplished is, it never will cease to amaze me.
And coaches and ownership and everybody else, just the whole place, the whole organization. You know, I'm on a text chain with a couple of my friends here, and during the Red Sox-Dodgers series, each pitch was like the most scrutinized thing in the world on this chain. Finally, I text them back and like, hey, would you guys just shut up and enjoy this? Like, it's ridiculous how much success the Red Sox now, two World Series championships since we've lived here. Patriots, this is the fourth Super Bowl that we've gotten a chance to see, and it's just amazing when you think about it. I texted them last night because I didn't get any text during the game, and I was thinking, I wonder if they took me off this so that they could complain about all the things that were going wrong in the middle of the game. And so I texted him back last night and said, you guys still complaining about anything? Like, that was the most unbelievable comeback, unbelievable game. Just answer, boom, boom. Like, incredible. For Brady to lead the team down the field at the end was appropriate.
A lot of us, and we're two of them, were not alive when Dr. King was alive. And I often find it fascinating where people come from in terms of their ideology, the geography of it. Indiana is a state that part of it, it's obviously a very diverse state, but it's had issues, you know, with race relations and obviously the KKK. And it's just an interesting place to me to grow up. When did Dr. King first come into your vision, your conscious, your understanding?
You know, I mean, obviously I was really, really young in school. You know, it was one of the leaders in the history of the world that my parents would talk about and talk about the great impact that he had. And, you know, so I remember as a young kid obviously being introduced, and the more that I've grown up through my own schooling and then being a coach and now being a father, being a parent, you know, he's one of the leaders that, you know, I look up to the most for what he was able to communicate, for the passion that he showed, for the type of person that he was and the impact that he had. You know, I was thinking about it. I was looking at some of his quotes and some of his speeches yesterday, and my kids and my wife went to the Civil Rights Museum when we all went to Memphis here a couple of weeks ago, and he had kind of pre-recorded a eulogy that he had written for himself, and it just sums it up in so many ways, what he was about and what he wanted to be remembered as. And it's really special to get a chance to play on this day, to honor his legacy, and, you know, just to be a part of the NBA that is, I think, just tremendous when it comes to diversity and inclusion.
That's the final word. Celtics in the Miami Heat next on MLK Night here at the Garden on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.